singing about us. And you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You'll be my salt and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade tree. You'll be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House Judiciary Committee could vote on a resolution today to hold Hunter Biden in contempt for defying a subpoena to appear last month for a deposition. But the president's son showing up today unannounced for a different House hearing investigating him.
Hunter Biden's surprise visit on Capitol Hill didn't sit well with House Republicans, who called it a political stunt. South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace told Hunter she wants him to, quote, go straight to jail.
You're here for a political stunt. This is just a PR stunt to you. This is just a game that you are playing with the American people. You're playing with the truth.
The president's son has said he's willing to testify if the hearing is open to the public. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
It is debate night in Iowa. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis both qualifying for the debate along with former President Trump, but Trump will not participate tonight. Much of the East Coast mopping up following torrential rain. Residents in New Jersey on alert for possible flash flooding. This is ABC News. As the race for the White House heats up, a growing number of officials are being targeted in so-called swatting incidents.
Stephen Dettelbach, director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, is the latest public official to fall victim to swatting. That's when someone prank calls law enforcement to draw a response to a location. Sources say it happened over the holidays with local law enforcement and the ATF security detail engaging, ultimately determining there was no threat to the director. But this comes as officials are warning Americans to remain vigilant to threats to democracy, adding they are confident the U.S. will have a safe and secure election and they're ready.
ABC's Lionel Moyes. Something to help for those trying for a dry January, Miller Lite mints are said to have the same great taste as Miller Lite, only without the beer. They also have a hint of spearmint. They go on sale online Friday, $5 for a 10 of 40. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet.
Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la.
It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet.
Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with a Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and calm today, with temperatures holding steady in the upper 20s. A quick shot of snow strikes after 4 o'clock, but only puts down around an inch. It'll be over by tomorrow morning, and we'll be under mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the day and highs in the mid-20s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 27 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. No one quite got that 11 inches of snow the National Weather Service was predicting for parts of Wisconsin, but heavy, wet snow both snarled roads and knocked out power to parts of Wisconsin. A fatal crash in Jefferson County is also being blamed on the weather. They're trying to get to the root of dementia in UW-Madison. Ted Allen has more.
That's the aim of a five-year national study by UW-Madison called Clarity in Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias Research Through Imaging, or Clarity. It'll investigate characteristic biomarkers in people either with dementia or at risk of getting it. The National Institutes of Health has awarded a $150 million grant to the UW School of Medicine and Public Health for the project. That's the largest NIH grant in the university's history.
2,000 people will be enrolled nationwide to take part in the project. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. March, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Sunstrom & Company are local tax experts, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And Provisions Health of Durand, changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include the mayor's report and reports from the city administrator, along with department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. It will be live streamed on the video streaming page of our website. Police in Eau Claire say the man who crashed his pickup truck into the Regency Inn won't face any charges for the crash, but that doesn't mean he's not in trouble. Investigators say there's no evidence that Sean Sambell was drunk when he drove his truck into a room at the Regency Monday night. But police say Sambell fought with officers and nurses when he was taken to the hospital. He was in court yesterday to answer charges of battery to a health care provider and battery or threats to police. Sambell is well known to Eau Claire County prosecutors. He has 4 open OWI cases from 2023 alone. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting members of the public interested in exploring a potential career with the DNR to attend a career fair in Eau Claire on Saturday. Attendees will have the opportunity to ask questions, learn more about the natural resources field, and explore full-time and part-time job opportunities with the DNR. The fair will be held at the Eau Claire DNR Service Center Saturday from 11 to 2. The search for a missing Black River Falls woman has come to a sad end. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department yesterday said a utility worker found 53-year-old Stacy Schrammick's body. She had been missing since Thanksgiving. The worker found her body in the water near the Black River Falls Dam. No one is saying yet just how she died. The Sheriff's Department says it's investigating. The number of Wisconsin dairy farms continues to fall as the industry embraces larger herd sizes. Wisconsin lost 455 dairy farms in 2023, according to statistics from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Wisconsin lost 50 farms in April, 48 in October, and 47 in July. Minnesota lost 58 dairy farms in November and 34 in August. Now, Minnesota's lost 146 dairy farms between January 1st and the end of November, putting both states on track to lose 7.4% of their dairy farms in 2023. USDA says the nation has about 2% more dairy cows than a decade ago, but there are few dairy cattle than a year ago and fewer farmers managing those cattle. Wisconsin's Right to Garden legislation is back at the Capitol. This time, the plan is heading before a Senate committee. The plan would stop local governments from forcing people to get a permit or license to grow vegetables or flowers in their own yards. State Senator Andre Jacques says it's both an idea about individual freedom and about being able to grow your own tomatoes. The plan has already received support in the state assembly. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Power built, built on service.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Durand Smokehouse ground beef sale going on now through January 18th. $4.59 a pound, packaged in 1, 1.5, or 2 pound tubes. There's a 10 pound minimum on orders. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the space availability cap for 2024-25 as part of open enrollment. The 2024-25 high school course handbook, along with reports from the district and building administrators. The board will also go into closed session to discuss the sale of the Hanson Park property. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 at the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. A Chippewa Falls man has been sentenced to 1 year in jail and must pay up to $10,000 for two victims' mental health treatment. Nicholas Gonzalez pleaded guilty to sex crimes against two 15-year-old girls. One victim says Gonzalez assaulted her while they were on a walk. The other said he attempted to. During 6 years of probation following his sentence, he will not be allowed any contact with underage girls and must register as a sex offender. He will also have to pay up to $10,000 in mental health treatment for the two teen girls. Minnesota is firing a Midwestern retail chain over a violation of Minnesota labor laws. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry has told Menards to pay back wages to an employee who had wages deducted from her pay over 100 times because she was nursing her child. The woman will also be awarded damages after she was suspended from her job on Friday for asserting her rights under Minnesota law. Menards was fined $15,000 by Minnesota, though half the fine will be waived if the company complies with the agreement. A La Crosse man who has a history with police is facing charges after officers say he fired something at them Monday. The projectile exploded with a flash when it hit the squad car. No one was hurt in the explosion. Officers quickly arrested 30-year-old Sean Keller. This is the fourth time in the past 6 months that La Crosse police have arrested Keller for throwing something, shooting something, or spitting at officers. Governor Evers says it's unlikely that he'll sign off on the new political maps that Republican lawmakers are drawing. The legislature is attempting to draw new maps after the Wisconsin Supreme Court tossed the old maps just before Christmas. The governor on Monday said he doesn't see the legislature crafting an acceptable map without the Supreme Court's influence. The new liberal majority court declared the maps used 2 years ago to be too gerrymandered in favor of Republicans. Governor Evers says he expects the new maps to be more, quote, purple, unquote. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The IRS is giving someone a shot at owning a very expensive British sports car that was seized in Minnesota. The 2023 Aston Martin DB11 has an estimated value of around $277,000. The two-door coupe has less than 300 miles on it. The car is currently being housed at a towing company in Bloomington, and the winning bidder will have to make arrangements to pick it up within 10 days of the close of the auction. Online bidding on the car opened yesterday and will continue through 11 a.m. January 23rd. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and calm today, with temperatures holding steady in the upper 20s. A quick shot of snow strikes after 4 o'clock, but only puts down around an inch. It'll be over by tomorrow morning, and we'll be under mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the day and highs in the mid-20s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 27 degrees at our studios.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years.
Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
The 15th ranked and Big Ten leading Badgers hit the road again tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wisconsin and Columbus to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Last night of the Big Ten, Nebraska knocked off top ranked Purdue 88-72. It's the second conference loss for Purdue this season after previously falling to Northwestern. 11th ranked Marquette also returning to action tonight. The Golden Eagles hosting Butler in Big East action at Fiserv Forum. Third ranked Hockey Badgers continue preparing for their final non-conference tune-up of the season, playing host to Lindenwood in a two-game series at the Kohl Center this weekend. The Badgers are at NCAA best 18-4. Packers back in the practice field this afternoon, getting ready for Sunday's wild card playoff matchup with the Cowboys in Dallas. And another NFL team in the market for a new head coach, Tennessee firing Mike Vrabel after a 6-11 campaign in Nashville this year. He's the third coach to receive his pink slip since the end of the regular season on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The U.S. Air Force returns and Briscoe shows well in Tulsa. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Your 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion is Ryan Blaney.
Congratulations to Ryan Blaney and Team Penske on winning the 2023 NASCAR Cup Series championship.
It's not often you get a chance to do something for Mr. Penske that he hasn't done before. When we had a chance to go back-to-back on the Cup side with him, I mean, we couldn't pass up that opportunity.
The race to win the 2024 Cup Series championship begins in February, right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
We put on the best show in the best competition of any form of racing.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
Shane Van Gisbergen, the New Zealand driver, wins on the streets of Chicago.
And in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
2311 Racing has announced that the U.S. Air Force will join the team this season to sponsor Bubba Wallace in select NASCAR Cup Series races. The U.S. Air Force entered the sport in 2001 for the first time and has partnered with a number of teams and drivers over the last two decades, including Wallace, who was partnered with them in 2020 when he was driving for Richard Petty Motorsports. And Chase Briscoe represented the NASCAR contingent well earlier this week at the Chili Bowl Nationals indoor midget race in Tulsa, Oklahoma, finishing fifth in the annual Race of Champions while finishing fourth in his preliminary feature. That guarantees Briscoe a spot in the B main come Saturday night. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Trees provide a lot of benefits, but they're also a critical source of food and shelter for pollinators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Native trees are what bees and butterflies prefer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Talk about planting for pollinators, we often think about native wildflowers, but trees are just as important. Nationwide, the top trees for pollinators are oak, cherry, plum, willow, birch, poplar, cottonwood, crabapple, maple, alder, and hickory. Debbie Flegel is the program manager for Trees Forever in Illinois. She says the oak tree is king.
Oak supports caterpillars of 534 different species of butterflies and moths. So oaks are the quintessential wildlife plant. I just read an article recently that oak forests support nearly as many different species as tropical rainforests.
Basswood and linden trees, also known as bee trees, have fragrant blossoms. Basswood honey is one of the most prized types of honey. Willow trees support some of the showiest butterflies and moths. Flegel says flowering shrubs, such as the wild plum, provide a nectar and pollen party for bees, flies, and beetles. Flegel says we've all seen monarch butterflies on a bright sunny day, but have you ever wondered where they go when it rains?
We don't think about things like that. Pollinators have to have shelter, whether it's the bark of a hickory tree or it could be a brush pile that you leave at the edge of your garden or the edge of your yard, edge of your farm, where you have gathered up all the sticks, you just leave it in a brush pile. They need shelter, place to get in out of the elements, as well as a place to hide from predators.
Pollinators need food from early spring through late fall. Native trees can provide early sources of pollen when few other plants are flowering. You'll find more information on the best trees for pollinators at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text HOT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HOT to 321-321. That's HOT to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
28 in downtown Deranda. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk up 23 to 16.21, March up 16 to 16.66, April up 15 to 17.38, May up 8 at 17.80. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels up 1 to 148, 40-pound blocks up 5 to 156, 14 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 256 and 3/4, no trade. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 1 1/4 to 119 1/4, 2 trades. Dry whey up 3/4 to 43 even, and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle futures are moving higher following triple-digit gains in feeder cattle, combined with underlying support coming from higher beef cutout values on the morning report. Feeder cattle are the bright spot of the livestock today, as underlying support developing across the entire cattle market, as well as limited price support in the grain trade, sparked a renewed focus on fundamental buying interest, especially in nearby futures. Hog markets have eased at the midday. The midweek pressure has little to do with market changes, more focused on traders taking advantage of the strong upward shift seen over the past 4 trading sessions, so they are taking some profits. February live cattle up 22 cents to 171. April up 27 cents to 173.87. June up 40 cents to 171.15. January feeder cattle up $1.07 to 224.85. March up $1.52 to 226.40. April up $1.40 to 231.75. February hogs down 20 cents to 71.67. April down 15 cents to 78.35. May down 40 cents to 83.90. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving mostly mixed. Some light buying returning after early session weakness, helping to support some of the markets. South American weather remains mostly favorable for first crop corn. Soybean futures, meanwhile, they are moving mostly lower today, as there's little fresh news with trade still struggling to sustain short covering to ease oversold conditions. And better weather looks to continue for the drier areas of South America, at least in the near term. Meanwhile, wheat markets, they are also slightly lower today as well. The plains will maintain snow cover ahead of the deep cold snap. World weather issues also look limited with warmer weather in the Black Sea area and the Southern Hemisphere harvest winding down. March corn up 2 to 460, 1 1/4. May up 1 1/4 to 472 and 3/4. July steady at 482. New crop down a half to 492 and a quarter. January beans down 6 1/4 to 1235 and a quarter. March down 6 3/4 to 1241 and 3/4. May down 6 1/2 to 1252 and a quarter. New crop down 2 at 1206 and a half. January soybean meal down $1.60 to $3.6440. March soybean oil up 13 cents to $48.58. Chicago wheat, March down 1 to $6.09. May down a half to $6.22. July down 1 to $6.29 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, March now up 1 1/2 to $7.07. May up 2 1/4 to $7.17. Energy markets lower today. February and March crude oil both down 73 cents. February at 71.51, March at 71.56. February and March gas both down a cent. February at 206, March at 209. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The markets in 2024, well, we'll want to watch what the funds do closely. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing says there are a few key things to watch for in the new year with the markets. The first will be money flow. He says funds continue to sell the agriculture sector at a rate that was raising eyebrows.
You know, a big part of the agricultural prices and how things move in terms of price is the way the money moves in the investment accounts of managed money positions and things of that nature. And that's something that's really been kind of coming into play here, I think, in terms of the pressure in the agriculture sector as the money has been aggressively been selling the ag space overall, not just the grains, the livestock sector as well as some of the softs that are out there. And we're seeing the fund position continue to grow in this, in fact, and now we're at their shortest they've been in the ag sector in about 3.5 years in terms of their actual money flow.
Heinberg says that action is tied to a couple of different factors.
First off, in the grain sector, corn had a rough year. We're down about 30% year over year in the value of the corn price. A lot of that is also tied to the large supply picture that we're seeing here in the U.S. that's projected. We'll see how things go as we go forward. The concerns regarding demand, big factor in that as well, as the funds have pushed that corn market fairly aggressively. About 170,000, 180,000 short contracts last week. It's the largest position since realistically the COVID low back in 2020. And right now, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of need to get out of there. Another big factor, the anti-inflation mindset. We've seen inflation calm down, the action of the Fed, the loosening of the U.S. dollar. Those things all kind of come into play. And those are things that are anti in terms of commodity price at this time frame. And the money seems to be still staying on that path.
Predicting how long these positions may stay will require a crystal ball.
You know, realistically, and especially in the grains, it comes down to the fundamentals and what's going to make them want to get out of that short position, whether it's on the news front. Obviously, you know, we had the Ukraine war here, you know, a couple of years ago that helped fire things up, move money into the grain sector on the concerns regarding global production. A strong weather event would be a big factor. Obviously, we got the weather going on in Brazil right now, which seems to be improving. So that's only added to the selling pressure here, you know, over the last couple of weeks. There's something like that's going to have to come into play to really make the money nervous and want to get out of these short positions, because right now the path of least resistance, at least for them, still continues to be softer.
That's John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A lack of snow-covered doves have some Wisconsin dairy producers concerned about the health of their alfalfa crop. Jerry Clark from Eau Claire County Extension says with no snow, a cold snap could wipe out the alfalfa crop.
That's the biggest issue right now, I think, is the weather. You know, we say, oh, this weather is great and it's easy to drive around. Yeah, for getting around on the roads. But from an agricultural standpoint, especially Wisconsin and their alfalfa industry, this is starting to get a time to worry, because we do have in the forecast below average temperatures, which means that soil temperature is really going to start to drop without that snow cover. All it takes is a couple inches and it'll protect that soil temperature. But once we get soil temperatures below around 15 degrees, that's when alfalfa is going to die. It can't handle that cold temperature.
Clark says cover crops can tolerate the colder temperatures better, but not entirely.
you'll see winter wheat be a little bit more tolerable, but regardless, they still can't withstand those really cold soil temperatures. So we could see some decrease in, you know, winter survival on some of those winter crops. The winter rye looks really good right now. It's still growing in some cases, so it's kind of a wild year to see that happening. But yes, I think if this happens where we continue no snow cover, we get these bitter cold temperatures, and we got to watch that soil temperature. I mean, dandelions will die in some of these cases. So these crops can have an issue moving forward.
A lack of snow cover would also mean lower soil temperatures in the spring, delaying planting.
Frost levels will definitely go deeper when we don't have that snow cover. If we all recall, last year had snow cover early, mid-December, early December, we already had snow cover, and it stayed all winter. Farmers talked about putting fence posts in the ground all winter, those kind of things. That's not going to be the case this year if this continues where we have this no cover and then these below average temperatures that are predicted. So I think there is when we're going to see frost levels go deep. Of course, that could be what takes a while in the spring for that frost to come out.
Clark adds it's really a game of wait and see regarding what the season will bring. The University of Wisconsin Extension Services Agriculture Water Quality Program will be hosting a biweekly webinar series early this year on important factors impacting ground and surface water quality. Each webinar will be about an hour starting at 12 noon and will have one soil and water continuing education credit for certified crop advisors. The first webinar is on January 16th, titled Optimizing Nitrogen Use and Reducing Nitrate Leaching. Learn about how results and water quality impacts connect with lessons from an on-farm trial of the Nitrogen Optimization Pilot Program from 2023. Contact Laura Paletta with questions at paletta@wisc.edu. The International Food Information Council's annual food trends forecast is predicting consumers will focus more on label claims this year. The report suggests the industry should expect a heightened emphasis on transparent food labeling, empowering shoppers to make informed decisions about the food and beverages they consume. Labels such as clean, cold-pressed, and fermented, which consumers associate with healthfulness, will continue to be at the forefront. Actions by the Food and Drug Administration are bringing Americans closer to an updated definition of a, quote, healthy, unquote, food. As far as consumers are concerned, the most common attributes they believe define a healthy food are fresh, low in sugar, and a good source of protein. Chris Solid says front of packaging nutrition labeling will be a major focus in 2024 as U.S. food regulators roll out a new labeling proposal to help shoppers make easier, quicker, and healthier food decisions. The proposal will end up spurring a national conversation about the importance of reading food labels and the factors beyond labeling that influence personal food choices. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds weekly community Bible study and discussions in towns throughout our region, and we are now coming to Durand, meeting Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at Cell Block Bar and Grill. Our gatherings are extremely casual and consist of fellowship and learning from Scripture as well as each other. Whether you belong to a local church or not, you are welcome to come and spend the evening with us. No hooks, no catches. We are a non-denominational evangelical church. You're safe with us.
Another upper-level disturbance will bring some light snow this afternoon and this evening in our ag weather forecast. Around an inch of accumulation is possible. Then light snow is possible this weekend, as well as another big storm system begins to move into the system. Now, we're going to be on the fringe of the snow, but the storm will bring us the coldest air of the season by the weekend with sub-zero high temperatures and wind chills of 25 to 35 below by the end of the weekend and into early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 70% chance of snow. We'll have highs upper 20s, west winds at 5 to 10 shifting to the southeast. Tonight, 90% chance of snow with patchy fog through the night. Accumulation of up to an inch, lows low 20s, east winds at around 5. For Thursday, partly sunny, patchy fog early, highs low 20s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of snow with blowing snow in the afternoon, highs in the low 20s. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of snow and blowing snow. We'll have highs near 11. Looking ahead for Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs near 2. Sunday night, cloudy, low of 8 below. And looking ahead for Monday, mostly cloudy, highs once again near 2 above.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. Door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man.
Woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby. Still got one head. at nine. Bird's about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time.
Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I'd drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only fine. If I did the things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I'll keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town, hanging out on the coast. Oh, well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes.
goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleeve tight. Blue eyes and bouncing curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. I love you, Daddy. Good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes. Pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. I love you, baby. Goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life. Baby, goodbye. Baby, goodbye. There goes my life.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Playing it cool.